Time for I've Been Thinking. Leonie Freeman, you start.
Thanks. So last night I got to go to an awards function, so that was pretty exciting actually because I got to go out, seeing we have had so many this year. But it was the Keystone New Zealand Property Education Trust, and these guys were awarding 22 scholarships to both school leavers and degree students already studying for a degree in some part of the property industry, and that some who need some financial need. So this scholarship program's been around for 25 years. So first I just want to say congratulations to all the winners. But what these guys do is, apart from the financial support, what they also do is they have mentoring for the students. They link them in with industry professionals. They give them work experience and good support from the industry. And I was watching these kids, because they really are just kids, and they all had to give a 30 to 60 second speech about themselves and what it meant. And what just struck me was just the amazing calibre of the students that got these awards. And not just the amazing calibre, but the diversity. So not just in gender, but just about every ethnic group was represented right across. And I was thinking to myself, you know, because it's been a bit of a challenging year for us all. And I thought it was just fantastic to see. And it just gives me great confidence about the future of our property industry when I see the calibre coming through, you know, these young ones today and the commitment that they want to make. So go Keystone Property Trust and
Hopefully they're to make a change.
Yeah.
Because there's
lots to do.
Lots to do in property, isn't there?
Absolutely. So that's what I've been thinking about today.
All right. I've been thinking Alan McElroy.
I rescued a puppy. I'm a puppy hero, and from the SPCA, and that's I couldn't think of anything, so I brought him for a walk, and then I had an experience. You end up like your dog. People say that you look like your dog. He's got a ginger coat, you know. He's a Sharpei cross with a Mastiff, so one of those got a raw deal in the parenthood, but they don't know. And he's doubled in size in the last couple of weeks, so that's kind of terrifying. I need to get him neutered of anything, because if he takes a shine to me, I'm worried. But he's got a really wrinkly face, right? A Sharpei, gorgeous, handsome little fella. And I was bringing him for a walk.
How delightful.
It's interacting with other puppy owners, dog owners. I've done it with my kid in playgrounds and stuff, and it's different. Some of them don't speak to you directly. They speak to the dog, unusual people. But I met a guy today in Eden Terrace, and he had a Japanese dog. I think it was called a Shibu. I had to Google it. And he was putting his finger in my dog's mouth to stop him nipping. He was doing things to my dog I didn't know were legal, to be honest. I was like, what are you doing, right? And he was quite serious, and his dog was quite serious, and me and my dog are clumsy fools. But it's when he goes, yeah, my dog's a Japanese Shibu, and we called it Akira, which means intelligence. And then he said, what's your dog's name? And I called my dog Ramsay, after Gordon Ramsay. Because of the wrinkles.
Yeah.
So that's what I said. I goes, his name is Ramsay because of the wrinkles. And then that was the end of the conversation. The guy just walked away. And I went, okay, we won't be friends. That's fair enough.
You rescued the dog. And how's it going? Are you enjoying being the owner of a wonderful doggy?
I love it. Yeah. He's massive. And it's like I live in a townhouse apartment, so he's huge. It's weird. And like my parents, my family, the only comments they said, everyone else says, lovely dog, gorgeous dog. My family all comment about is poo. So as soon as my dad seen a picture, he goes, his shites are going to be massive. It's like, but he's great. He's lovely, cuddly, and he's fun. And he just gets you out of house every day.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
It's
absolutely
wonderful.
Love it.
Yeah. Very good. Alan McElroy and Leonie Freeman this afternoon on Friday's panel. Stay with us. There's a fair bit to get through from 4 to 5 p.m. right here, RNZ National.